let's review. Zakh the Mishnah. Amanasha ani kayin benimtza Levi, Levi benimtza kayin. If someone was Makadish a woman and stipulated that he is a kayin and is actually a Levi, or the reverse, Nasin benimtza Mamzer, Mamzer benimtza Nasin, or he said that he's a Nasin but is actually a Mamzer, or the reverse, Ben Ir benimtza Ben Krach, Ben Krach benimtza Ben Ir, or if he claimed to reside in a town and he actually lives in the city, or the reverse, Amanas Shebesi Karvala Merchat benimtza Rachik, Rachik benimtza Karv. Or he stipulated that his house is near the bathhouse and is actually distant, or the reverse. Amanas sheyeshlei bas leishivcha mugudelas ve'einloi, or amanas she'einloi beyeshloi. He said he has a grown daughter or maidservant and he does not, or the reverse. Amanas she'einloi banu beyeshloi, or amanas sheyeshlei ve'einloi. He said he has sons but he does not, or the reverse. Uvukulam ava pisha amr belibi hayelis kadishloi, ava pikin eni mugudeshes. The Kedushin is not effective even if she claims that she accepted the Kedushin unconditionally. And the same halacha applies if she misled him. The Gemara discusses how gaver de zavin lenichsei, adaita lemesik la'aretz Yisrael, ubeidna de zavin le'omav le'midi. Someone sold his possessions because he planned on moving to Eretz Yisrael, but did not explicitly mention this at the time of the sale. The Gemara rules have a dvarm shebelev, einim dvarm. Unexpressed intentions are not binding, and the sale is final regardless of whether he actually moves. At first, the Gemara shows a source for this principle. From the pasuk Yakrev Isai, Malam Echekaif and Isai, one can be forced to bring a pledged carbon, while another pasuk says Lurut Sinai, he must bring it willingly. We reconcile the two as follows. Kaif and Isai, Achayem, Miroitzani. We coerce him until he agrees. The Gemara assumes, Belibe Loinichale, although he is still truly not willing, indicating Dvarm Shebelev, Loi Hava Dvarm. His unexpressed objections are not recognized. However, the Gemara differentiates. Anan Sahadi Dinichale Bekapara. We assume that he truly desires atonement. Therefore, once he is coerced, he is truly agreeable. Similarly, the Brisa says, V'chinata Moitze Begiti Nashim. Kaif and Oisei Achei Meroitzani. We force a husband to write a get for his wife. Here too, we cannot infer Dvarm Shebelev, Loi Hava Dvarm, because we assume that he does agree to the get, since mitzvah l'shmai divrei chacham, he is obligated to heed the words of the chacham. The Gemara tries to illustrate this principle from our Mishnah's reasoning. Uvukulam afa b'sha'amr b'libi ha'yilis kadishloi, afa pikin enim u'kadeshes. We do not reckon with her unexpressed intentions. However, the Gemara points out, kivin de'asne lav kol kemine de'akur le'lisnoi. Since he expressed his stipulation, and as Rashi explains, Shama v'le michasa, she did not verbally protest, her intentions are not recognized. Therefore, the Gemara brings a source from the following braisa. Ha'emel ishluchei haveli min achaloin o min atluskema behaviloi. If an agent bought something using money specified by the sender, afa pisha amabala bais lo hayali belibi ela alze, kivin shehaviloi mizeh bal habayis mal. If he mistakenly told him to take money of hektish, the sender is liable since the agent carried out his task properly. The Gemara explains that although he claims he did not intend to take money from Hektish, Dvarm Shebelev Loi Hava Dvarm. We do not concern ourselves with his unspoken intentions. The Gemara adds that we do not suspect the Lemifter Nafshim of carbon kasi. He's only trying to avoid bringing the carbon because Havalei Loiman is Karti. He could simply claim that he realized they belonged to Hektish before the agent spent them and he would be exempt from the carbon. Rather, he is believed. Nevertheless, his unspoken words have no effect. Zakta Mishnah, Imalish Luchi, Tseva Kaddish Li Isha Plains Bemakum Plaini, Vahalach Vikitcha Bemakum Acher, Ena Makudeshes. If someone appointed an agent to be Makadish a woman in a specific place, and he was Makadish or elsewhere, the Kedushin is not valid. However, if he merely said, Harehi Bemakum Plaini, she is in this place, Vikitcha Bemakum Acher, Harezi Makudeshes, the Kedushin is valid regardless, because Mar Makum Hulai, he was only helping him locate her whereabouts. The Gemara points out, Tznan Nami Gabi Gitten. Same halacha was taught regarding gittin. Ha'imetnu get zele ishti b'makom pleini b'nasla b'makom acher pasul. Harei b'makom pleini b'nasla b'makom acher kasher. And both teachings are necessary because we might think that he's particular about the place only regarding kedushin, because b'hayaster rachmeli b'loy mamli mili alavai. He has friends among the townspeople who will defend his reputation, and we might think that he's particular only regarding gittin because b'hayaster nichli denivzi b'hayaster loy nichli. He might be willing to suffer humiliation in certain places more than others. Therefore, both Mishnayos are necessary to teach that one is particular in both cases. Zakta Mishnah, Mekadesh as the Isha Amanashe Enola Nadarim, Benimtala Nadarim, Ena Mekadeshes. If someone performed Kedushin is stipulated that the woman is not restricted by any vows, The kedushin is not valid if she has such vows. However, kanasa stam v'nimtzol leh nedarim teitzei shaleh b'ksuba. If he did not explicitly stipulate, the kedushin is valid and she requires a get. However, he's not obligated to pay her ksuba. Similarly, a menashe eino leh mumin v'nimtzol ba mumin eino mekudeshes. A stipulation regarding physical defects is binding. Kanasa stam v'nimtzol ba mumin teitzei shaleh b'ksuba. If he did not explicitly stipulate, the kedushin is valid and she requires a get. However, he's not obligated to pay her ksuba. The Mishnah concludes, Shekol ha-mumin ha-poislim b'kahanim poislim b'nashim. All defects that disqualify a kohen are valid concerns regarding kedushin as well. This Mishnah is explained at length in Masechet Ksubos Daf Ayin Gimel. Zak the Mishnah, ha-mekadesh tei nashim b'shava pruta, o isha achas b'pachas b'shava pruta. If someone uses one pruta to be mekadesh two women, or gives one woman half a pruta, av ha-pisha shalv sevlenis la'acha mekan, einim mekadeshes. Even if he subsequently sends her gifts, the kedushin is not valid. Shemachmas kedushin erishayim shalach, because the gifts were only sent as a follow-up to the original kedushin and were not intended as kedushin. The Mishnah concludes, v'chein katan shekidish, a minor's kedushin is invalid, and the subsequent gifts he sends as an adult are not intended for kedushin. The Gemara explains that although yudea she'en kedushin taivsin bepachas meshav pruta, people know that kedushin requires a pruta, and akol yodin she'en kedushin katan klum, everyone knows that a minor cannot perform kedushin. Nevertheless, we do not say adait de kedushin komeshad de sablainus. The gifts were intended for kedushin. Rather, they were intended as gifts, and the kedushin is not effective. The Gemara discusses gifts that are sent before a kedushin is performed. Refuna amar cheshin le sablainus. We are stringent and suspect that engagement gifts were intended for kedushin. After some discussion, the Gemara rules ba'asa de mikachi v'had misavli cheshinan, where it's customary to send gifts after performing kedushin. Gifts that are sent before are suspect of being intended for kedushin. However, misabli b'had mekachi lechashinan, where it's customary to send gifts before the kedushin, then we do not suspect it of being intended for kedushin. Additionally, ruben mekachi b'had misavli umiyu to misavli b'had mekachi lechashinan lemeuta. If people usually send them after kedushin, we do not take into account the minority who do send gifts before, and we suspect them of being intended for kedushin.